Christian greetings and a very warm welcome to Emmanuel's first Sunday in Advent service, which is being recorded under COVID conditions and is being shared throughout the Old Town Partnership of Churches and the wider community. The Reverend Robert Jordan is leading the service, and those taking part are our organist, Reverend Jeffrey Gleed, Edith Watson, myself, David Leadbeater, Jenny Powley, Wally Knight, and Stephen Brain, and our sound recordist is Norman Goodall. Whilst we cannot all meet together to share the joy of this wonderful occasion, we hope that this service brings you comfort, peace, and hope in the strangest of times. God bless you all. I now hand over to Robert.
Welcome to this time of sharing. As David just said, strange times, but the sharing is real. The sharing is significant and makes a big difference. Words from Psalm 80 to begin this time. Following from the music, we say to God, "Restore us, O God, make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved." And now we follow the words of the well-known hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, from the Salisbury Darkness to Light Service.
Thank you.
We light the first candle of Advent, a candle that reminds us of the prophets who, believing in God during dark days, look forward to the coming of Christ. Let us pray. The adventure is beginning. The first steps of the journey, we are taking them. And we may feel nervous, particularly this year, about it. Because even if we think we know Advent in and out, back and forward, that we have it all very clear, the truth is that it is always new. So walk with us, dear God. Open our eyes to look and to see. Open our ears to listen and hear. Open our hearts and our lives to what we may be discovering in the days ahead. Help us to be transformed with hope and love, and in this way become active in building up a world where solidarity is real. Forgive us if too often we fall into despair. Forgive us when the darkness frightens us. Forgive us if we don't look for light. And in your grace, as you walk with us, remind us that Advent is about your choices, and we can't do this alone. We need each other. We need you. We pray that Advent be a time of renewal, of forgiveness, of learning, so that we may become family, scattered in this earth to share that light. And we can say together as your children, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Coming by Ronald Stuart Thomas. And God held in his hand a small globe. Look, he said. The sun looked. Far off, as through water, he saw a scorched land of fierce color. The light burned there. Crusted buildings cast their shadows. A bright serpent, a river, uncoiled itself, radiant with slime. On a bare hill, a bare tree saddened the sky. Many people held out their thin arms to it, as though waiting for a vanished April to return to its crossed boughs. The sun watched them. Let me go there, he said.
We read from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son is given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of our Lord of hosts will do this.
Stop. A reading from the book of Micah, chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
I'd like the words of the carols, the poems, the Bible readings to speak for themselves in a way. But the carol you just heard a few seconds ago, you probably don't know too well. It's from a collection, the Manchester Carols, written by Carol Ann Duffy, who was Poet Laureate. And why I chose this one in particular, because she keeps repeating in the poem, prepare, prepare, prepare. And from the snow to the harp, to the wind and the ice, prepare. And the reality is that no matter how much we prepare, we can't always know what's going to happen. Yes, Advent is the same story we prepare for. And yet there are always places that surprise us. Who could have imagined a year ago, the last Advent service we held, that most of the months that followed would include words which we had no inkling of what they meant or even existed, and yet are now common to everyday conversations. Lockdown, COVID, social distancing. But there we are, in the midst of all this, still embarking on the new and the old journey. And I just wonder what will happen. The first Sunday of Advent is the time we are guided by the prophets. A story that begins long, long, long ago, long before the birth of the Messiah. It began as a promise. Where there is darkness, there will be light. The smallest of all the towns will be the place where the Messiah is to be born. Nothing ends up being what it seemed originally. And looking back in the last 12 months, we can probably recognize that feeling. If we take a look at the poems that are part of the service, the coming. There the sun sees a scorched land of fierce color, a bare hill, and many people waiting, arms outstretched. The son watches this and says to the father, let me go. And I never thought of it in that way. The son wanting to say to the father, let me go. And the second poem that we will hear in a few moments, God with us, which tells us of God who braves our rejection and hurt, who cradles us in his arms, that never grows weary, that lifts us up when we fall and ends, O come Emmanuel, and we will rejoice forever. This is the journey we are on. Not often knowing what is going to come, not knowing how it will happen, but knowing for sure that we aren't alone. Emmanuel, God with us. We are part of the family of God and loved by God. God who takes a human form and shines light, to whom the smallest is important. And yes, Advent is the beginning of this way, which will lead us to Christmas, but takes us beyond that day to every day, to a journey of discovery of that which will come, and the calling to be part of the peace proclaimed and lived. So be it. May we choose to be part of this, because it will make a difference. Let us keep on in this journey, taking one more step in faith, in hope, and in love. Because to be honest, as I didn't know last year what would happen this year, I can't tell you this year what is coming next. But all I can say, God is with us. Amen.
These are the prayers of intercession. One step forward and one step back again seems to sum up our present situation. But we pray to a God who is ever faithful and always the same. Let us learn to look to him first and then at our problems. Lord, we thank you today for the good news on the vaccines, and pray that not only may they be really successful, but also that the other ones in the pipeline may bring huge benefits to all mankind. We also pray for all in the health professions, for strength, patience, and wisdom, and for those making the big decisions, for energy, for foresight, and for good judgment. We think of the many problems faced by our own country and ask that they may be resolved in the right way. As for our own town of Swindon here, we pray that there may be a real sense of togetherness and that any divisions may be healed with patience, perseverance, and goodwill. And with Christmas rapidly approaching, we ask that people might see beyond the glitz and commercialism and realise the true reason for the season, the birth of your own dear Son. Finally, we pray that our churches will reach out to the public and show our nation that in spite of all the doom and gloom, Christmas is a great reason to be cheerful and positive about the future. May God's true peace be with every one of us this Advent and way beyond. Amen.
Come, God with us, a poem by Tom Schumann. Come, God with us, who braves our rejection and hurt, who holds us in acceptance and love. Come, God for us, who whispers in our ears that we, each of us, our beloved children. Come, God under us, who cradles us in arms that never grow weary, whose lap has room enough for all. Come, God over us, who watches in the long silence of the night, that we might rest in peace. Come, God beside us, who steadies us when we falter, who lifts us up when we fall. Come, God behind us, who picks up all the faded dreams we drop along the way and patchworks them into hope. Oh come Emmanuel, and we will rejoice forever.
We are looking for God in our world. May we see what God wants us to see. We are looking for God in our lives. May we be who God wants us to be. And may God, our shepherd, protector, awakener, and Holy Spirit, bless us through these Advent days and bless the world. Amen.